Good morning. Well, US markets fell for a fifth consecutive day. The S&P 500 actually dropped back by approximately 20 points or 0.75%. Similar falls as well for both the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq. Quite a volatile session. In the early part of the US trading day, the markets were actually up. Then they were down by as much as 1.3% at the lows before recovering from those levels in the final couple of hours of trade. So really an absence of positive news, no real positive catalyst about to push US markets higher. This all follows on from October, which was the worst month in 7 years in the US, with stocks dropping back 7%. So certainly at the end of this month, if the US and China do manage to reach an agreement on trade at the G20 summit in Argentina, that could be the good news the market needs to push higher over the month of December. But plenty going on last night. We had US inflation figures coming in a little on the soft side. The fact that oil prices have dropped about 25% in the past month and a half, that should keep US inflation in check, and that saw as well bond yields taking a little bit of a hit as treasuries picked up last night. Earlier this morning, we had Prime Minister Theresa May winning cabinet support for the draft Brexit deal. Still needs to get through Parliament there, but if it does, it would basically maintain quite close ties between the UK and also the European Union for a number of years. Now, looking at the big movers and shakers last night, similar losers really. The banks and the tech stocks did the most damage. We had Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan finding themselves on the losers list. Apple, one of the worst as well, down 3%. It just hasn't been able to recover from warnings essentially of slow demand for its iPhones. And last night, a major broker downgraded its expectations for the group. So Apple down about 20%, close to it from the recent highs. PG&E, which is a utility company in the US, provides electricity and gas for the northern part of California. It's dropped back about 25% last night. Now, it said it disclosed an electric incident just before the wildfires in California and said if it is found responsible for that, its insurance wouldn't be able to cover that, of course, and that is seeing its shares taking a very big hit indeed. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a slightly better start as far as what futures are pointing to. SPY futures are up in the order of 5 points or 0.1%, but really it's been a very poor predictor of what we've seen take place this week. We're down 3% this week. We've fallen 1.7% on Tuesday and also on Wednesday. So a bit of a bounce back would be nice. Commodity prices were mixed. We had oil managing to buck the trend, actually putting a halt to a 12-day losing streak, but it's up only 1.5% and it fell 8% yesterday. So not really going to make a big dent in things. Iron ore falling back a little, and Rio and BHP in London took a hit. Now, today will be quite busy locally. On the economic front, all eyes on a monthly update on jobs growth for the month of October. Market's expecting the creation of about 20,000 jobs and the unemployment rate to remain around 6-year lows of 5%. Fortescue and Wesfarmers both hold AGMs, and the Aussie dollar stronger at 72.4 US.